DeKalb County Golf Coach John Pryor joining us on UC Sports Nation. Coach Pryor, you wrapped up the regular season yesterday, getting ready for the postseason. Kind of summarize what the season has been for the DeKalb County Tigers and Lady Tiger golf teams this year.
Well, you know, I got a lot of young players. It seems like that's the same song every year, but I got a lot of young players. My best player is Braden Summers. He's a sophomore, and he's led us all year. He's been the lowest golfer as far as scores every match, I believe. And I've got some – I've had a lot of circulation in my 4-5 spot. I've had a couple of seniors who've come out for the golf team in Braden Tubbs and Braden Antoniak, and I've really appreciated their effort. They're kind of new to the game of golf. They've played a little bit, and I've rotated them in and out with some freshmen in that 4-5 spot. Young, we're a young team. I think we're 5-15 on the year. We have had several rainouts and one cancellation, but we have had a lot of fun, and I try to focus on the fun. I want to make sure these kids all have a good experience playing golf. And as far as the girls go, I've just got one girl, so I don't have a girls team, but my girl is a freshman, Allison Poss. And she's outstanding. She finished 7th out of 23 female golfers at the Early Bird. And we go to districts on Monday, and I think Allison has a really good chance of advancing to the region tournament. And she's just a freshman, so she's got a real high ceiling. And, I'm expecting great things out of Allison in the years to come.
We'll start talking about Allison and what some of her strengths as far as her game goes.
Well, the first thing is she has access to golf. Her mother runs the Smithville golf course. Her dad is a good golfer. Her brother is a good golfer, and they help her with her game. And she has played a lot of golf. And she, one of the things, like when Anna Chu came through here a few years ago, Anna, when she was a freshman, she was still a small person. When she graduated, she'd put on a lot of muscle and gotten a little bit bigger. But when she was a freshman, she had trouble with her length. Allison, day one, she cranks it out there. She's got good distance on her drives. And when she plays from those red tees, she's got a real, advantage. Well, not an advantage on any of the other girls, but she's got a real with her length. And, as she gets older, I think she's just going to start hitting it longer and longer. And so, that's familiarity with the game. She plays with her brother and they coach her up, and, she's got a real high ceiling. I think she's scholarship material in a few years, and I'm hoping that she can make it to state this year. She's going to play really well, but I think she should definitely make it to region.
When you have a player like that, what kind of development do you see over the course of 4 years? Where their game, and I know you mentioned Anna Chu, but what do you really see from them from year one to year four?
Well, when they come in, they've got a pretty good game when they're a freshman, but it's more about being dominant as you get to be a junior and senior, going into a match and expecting to win. When I had Isaac Walker, it was how low can you go? It's kind of like the limbo. He shot a 30 in a 9-hole match. And so, you sort of develop this aura in high school golf where they're like, everybody on the other team wants to know what your best golfer shot, because they're like, oh, how did he play today? And they develop a little bit of reputation, and they got to be comfortable with that. Anna became comfortable with that. She really blossomed her senior year. Isaac was strong all 4 years. But you can really see them coming to their own. And, any of those golfers, high school golf is a great opportunity for them, but they really, to develop and hone their tournament skills, they need to be playing on the SNEDS Tour or, Cumberland County has a great summer program for young golfers where they can compete and sort of get tournament ready, because it's the difference between playing with your friends and playing with somebody you don't know, and they're keeping score and it's kind of official, and it's just it's a whole different atmosphere. And so I would encourage any young golfer that wants to be a competitive tournament golfer to not only play on their high school team, but to try to get in some of these summer tournaments.
We're speaking with DeKalb County Golf Coach John Pryor. Coach, when you look at Braden Summers on the boys' side, a sophomore, what differences in his game did you see from year one to year two, and what are the strengths of his game?
Well, Braden is he's somebody who's added a lot of distance to his drives. That is definitely one of his main improvements from last year to this year. He's played a lot more golf. He plays in that Cumberland County Junior Tour, which has given him a lot more experience, and he's just got a lot more confidence. You know, I think last year he was a little bit wide-eyed as a freshman because he was playing in the one spot, and he'd be playing against these guys and be out driving him by 50, 60, 70 yards. And so he had to, he felt like he's a little bit of at a disadvantage, and it was an uphill battle all year for him. But he's grown up a lot, and I know, I know that as he gets older and more mature and stronger, he's going to, he'll be the one hitting it by everybody. But he's, he's got a supportive family. His mom and dad and his grandmother come to a lot of the matches, and he doesn't drive yet. And so they, they haul him out to different golf courses. And he is one of my players who is able to sometimes go play a course before we play a match there. Our district is on Monday, and I know he's planning on going up this weekend to Lake Tansy and getting in a couple of practice rounds. And that's a big advantage, the support. Because, I've got some guys on the team who's, they don't have that opportunity. But Braden definitely has a lot of family support, and that has helped him. And he's got a great attitude. So,
you mentioned the district tournament starting Monday at Lake Tansy. Let's talk a little bit about that. Who are the teams to watch out for, and what do you expect from the district tournament?
Well, Cookeville is always really, really strong. Coach Pitts over there does a great job with his kids. They got a good boys team and a good girls team. They're very deep. I think he could probably put out three teams. But his first team, his top five, are going to be really strong, and I would expect them. They're probably the odds-on favorite to win the district. Stone Memorial's got a good squad. Cumberland County's got a good squad. Livingston's got a good squad. Warren County's got some good golfers. I mean, it ought to be really competitive. I think it's the top three teams go to the region, and then the top five individuals not on one of those top three teams. And so that top five individual not on the three teams is going to be really competitive. As far as the girls go, Cookeville, Cumberland County, and Livingston all have squads. Warren County's got a young lady who's a really strong individual, and then Allison. I've never been to Lake Tansy. I know Braden Summers has played there many times, and he really likes it. I'm looking forward to going up there. It's just going to be it's always a good atmosphere at the district tournament because all the coaches, I think, get along pretty well. And we're all pretty familiar with each other. So I'm really looking forward to Monday.
Well, Coach Pryor, we wish you and the DeKalb County golf teams a lot of luck in the district tournament and going forward in the postseason. And thank you for a few minutes of your time today.
Tom, you know what? You are the man. I always enjoy talking to you, and thanks for giving me a call.
Thank you so much, John. John Pryor, the golf coach at DeKalb County High School, joining us today on UC Sports Nation.